and on the app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Some major federal government agencies could be closed by this time tomorrow if funding runs out and Congress fails to reach a budget deal.
By midnight Eastern time tonight, a partial government shutdown looks more and more likely. A late Friday prevention effort from House Speaker McCarthy defeated from President Biden at the Pentagon earlier on Friday, an assignment of blame.
The House fails to fulfill its most basic function. It fails to fund government by tomorrow. We'll have failed all our troops.
Who would be among those staying on the job but not be paid in the event of a shutdown? Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Ford calls the UAW's decision to expand the autoworkers' strike grossly irresponsible. Union President Sean Fain strongly disagrees.
We're not holding anybody hostage. We want to get agreements. We have been there every day, 24/7, since the middle of July. We have been there every day. It's ironic that some of these CEOs make these statements. And literally, the CEO of Ford has probably been in three meetings.
The union went on strike September 15th, initially targeting just one assembly plant from each major auto company. Nearly three decades after his death, an arrest in the murder of rapper and music icon Tupac Shakur. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports the suspect, Dwayne Keith Davis, has long been thought to be linked to the 1996 shooting.
Now 60, Davis had been linked to the case for years, even admitting in a 2019 memoir that he was in the car during the drive-by shooting. Police today showed hotel surveillance video of a gang fight they say incited the attack on Shakur. In July, Davis's Nevada home was searched. Police seized several items.
Former President Trump could be in court in New York next week. CBS's Graham Cates has the details.
Donald Trump expects to attend the start of a civil trial pitting him and his company against New York Attorney General Letitia James, according to sources with knowledge of Trump's plan. The trial begins Monday. And while Trump expects to attend at least that day, he could attend even more of the trial.
Trump, two of his adult children, and his company were sued in September 2022 by New York Attorney General James. Her office accused them of perpetrating years of business fraud. Another chance to win big, CBS's Matt Piper reports.
The latest Powerball lotto is nearly $1 billion. Tonight's drawing is the ninth largest jackpot after 30 drawings with no winner. The estimated $960 million prize is for a sole winner who chooses an annuity with annual payments over 30 years. But people usually take the lump sum. Federal taxes eat into those earnings, and some states also tax big lotto wins.
This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new federal jobs program aims to mobilize tens of thousands of young Americans to address the growing threats of climate change. Catherine Carley has more.
The American Climate Corps is modeled after public works programs created during the Great Depression, with a new focus on building green energy and climate resilience. Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts calls it ambitious, just, and pro-union.
The tens of thousands of American Climate Corps members will not just help us save the world from climate threats, they will help us build a world worth saving.
President Biden created the program through an executive order after the effort was thwarted by Republicans in Congress who questioned its cost. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York says the program is an important part of the Green New Deal, a legislative proposal backed by climate activists.
We are starting to turn the green dream into a green reality. You all are changing the world.
Ocasio-Cortez says the American Climate Corps will focus on equity and environmental justice, prioritizing communities that have been disproportionately affected by climate change. Lawmakers credited young environmental activists for pressuring the White House to create the jobs training program. They're now circulating a petition calling on the president to declare climate change a national emergency. And five states have also announced the creation of their own climate corps, bringing the total number of state-level programs to 10. American Climate Corps members can sign up online for paid training opportunities in land and water restoration, energy efficiency technologies, and more. I'm Catherine Carley. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The app, 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 the app.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs level off around 81. Today, under mainly clear skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight, lows around 58. Daytime highs approaching 82. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Dry with temperatures well above average Monday and Tuesday, and highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
We're back this week, Waukesha, with my guests, Ryan Renack of Auschwitz Cedar and Alicia Aldous-Slavin on the board of Auschwitz Cedar, and of course, on our city council. And can either of you guess the song?
There it is.
That's all you, Alicia.
I'm terrible at this game. Can I phone a friend?
Sure, yeah, phone a friend. Look at you if you were seconds, right, I did?
I have no idea.
Do you like it, though?
It's a nice song.
Really?
Sounds great. It is The Lightning Seeds was Pure. And I just came across it recently on YouTube. It just
came out like in the early mid-90s.
Just lying, smiling in the dark.
Sorry.
Did you audition for us?
dear, look at the time. Yeah. Why don't you just leave your resume and your dog? Give me a shout.
Oh.
Well, we're glad to have you back. And I think that's if they have like contests or prizes for like most creative or innovative fundraiser, I think someone should submit the Fleet 05A run or walk to benefit Auschwitz Theater. So
terrific.
So tryouts start for Bat Boy.
So actually, we cast Bat Boy. We
start rehearsal start.
Okay. Pretty soon. We do have auditions coming up for the rest of our production of Placage that I mentioned.
Oh, that's right.
Those auditions are October 16th to the 18th, and all that information is on the website. Nice.
And where do they go to Civic Theater to try it, or where do you at?
So for that one, we're going to have the auditions at Placage this quarter.
At Placage. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that located? I'm embarrassed to ask.
Downtown Walker's Point, so it's okay. Like Second and National.
Yeah, my wife used to work down there at United Community Center.
So, yeah, you know, right over there.
Right over, yeah, oh, that'd be terrific. So, and then how do you juggle all this with Operation West Hope?
That is a great question. You know, yeah, it's a lot of, I do a lot, but it's
it's all things I really love. You know, I love theater. I love, you know, making art, but I also have, you know, a deep passion for recovery, for my own recovery, for helping people in their, you know, programs and their stories. And so really, you know, it's just making the time, you know, like my days are so full, and it's a little bit outskirts here, a little bit of other theater there, a little bit of Whistle here. But then I go home at night and I can sleep so well knowing that, like, you know, I'm doing things that matter.
Yeah, absolutely. I take my hat off to you. You did say with Operation West Hope that requires some travel around the state.
Yeah, so I run all of our coaching programs. So we do like a really awesome peer-to-peer coaching program.
Sure.
So we've got coaches up in like the Beloit Janesville area. We've got like Sauk County, Durham, Dells, obviously here in this area in Milwaukee, all the way up to Waupaca. So I do a lot of traveling between those places.
Okay. Yeah, that's a lot of time in the cars.
You know what I mean?
Here's some ideas. Did Outskirts ever do a production of their own making in terms of the screenplay and the conceptualization?
Yeah. So about, maybe 5-ish years ago, okay. We did a production called Wonderland that was like this dark mental illness, like adult contemporary version of
sure.
Alice Wonderland.
Okay.
We wrote, and it was all original. Super cool and super well received.
Okay. Very neat. I love it. So, and then, how did you choose Bat Boy again?
So actually, we had done a production of it when I was at Carroll as a bio. We were looking for something that, you know, like Heather sold so well at Civic. We totally sold out the whole run. And
that's
so
good.
We were like, okay, if we're going to fill that slot again, we need something just as like fun and out there and like different than what Civic's offering.
Sure.
So we threw on a few ideas. Then we like brought Bat Boy up and everyone was like, this is awesome. I love him.
Well, Heather's a musical. I would go out on a limb and say that was out there.
Yes.
That's fair to say, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So. And this has got that exact same vibe.
Sure. You know, I bet it appealed to a lot of Gen Xers because I remember it was like probably right after college when that came out.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie, it sounds incredible. It's the cast of all, like, obviously very dark.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a great piece of art. So to do that as a musical adaptation, that had to be challenging.
It's a super cool show. The music's great.
Yeah.
People love it. So people would come in costume dressed as the Heathers. Like, people were all in.
So it was like kind of a new Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Kind of, yeah.
Age.
Uh-huh.
So that's great. So what I'm thinking Ganya wants to know, we guys ever do anything with movies?
We talk about it all the time, but it's not something we've done yet. But
sure.
We're looking to work with that.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I know you can't see me wink.
You can't see me wink back, but it's here.
That's fair. And speaking of bringing, we're doing that time of mine in. 2 more minutes, plenty of time. So, do board members get to also try out for plays and they get special, you know, treatment because they're influence on the.
Yeah, I mean, no special treatment, but they are all welcome to try out
for the Alicia and Kristen on stage someday.
I would love that.
I would rather be on the other side. I did help out with tryouts at one point, so that was fun. But no, I have not been on the stage. Not saying never.
Yet.
Not saying never. But no, I have not been on the stage. I was joking. I think it was that a couple weeks ago. I was saying if I got to play something, I'd want to do a gender-bending version of King George III in a production of Hamilton. I don't know when we could afford the rights to Hamilton. Right. Whenever we could, I might actually be old enough to play King George III.
If we get enough runners, maybe.
There we go. See, get the sign-ups for runs, so we can do Hamilton.
Hamilton, or would you want to try some other kind of historic?
I love Hamilton.
Really?
It's a great show to begin with. It's definitely, you know, it lives up to the hype. Mm-hmm. But King George III is absolutely my favorite character in there because he's just so over-the-top ridiculous.
Right, right. As he was in real life, correct?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Crazy King George.
That's Crazy King George, so... No crazy kings here in Waukesha, though, right? It's a well-run city government that you're a part of, the Alvin legislative level. We had Robin Grahams was in earlier today, or for this week, those of you listening now. He was on Kristen Bryce's show, minus Kristen Bryce, though, maternity leave, but she was on Asbos. He was on Asbos with Pat's, Jake Craig. It was pretty neat. But hey.
Saw him earlier, too.
All right. So when we come back from the break, lots more to talk about with Outskirts, especially the future. And we'll also take time for the pile minute when we come back from the break. So enjoy some more of the lightning seeds with Pure and stick around, get another cup of coffee, and maybe start getting those eggs going.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The federal government could be shut down as House Republicans battle among themselves over what should and should not be in a spending bill. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy weighed in.
I think if we had a clean one without Ukraine on it, we could probably be able to move that through. I think if the Senate puts Ukraine on there and focuses Ukraine over America, I think that could cause real problems.
Current funding runs out at midnight Eastern Time. Auto workers have expanded their strike, calling for better pay and benefits.
Some of these people, the second-tier workers, they start at $16, $17 an hour. You can make that at McDonald's.
After almost three decades, an arrest in the murder of rapper Tupac Shakur. Dwayne Keith Davis has long been linked to the 1996 shooting. Fans are still mourning Tupac's death.
Inspiration for me growing up, you know. Helped me out with a whole lot of troubles in my life, and just listen to him and his speeches, especially his poetry, helped me out.
CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In a rollover crash in Waukesha this week, an SUV was found to be transporting drugs, firearms, ammunition, body armor, and silencers. The driver, 27-year-old Sean Landry, was arrested and is now facing multiple charges related to guns and drugs. A witness reported seeing a crack pipe and a container believed to contain heroin or fentanyl outside his vehicle. Landry is a convicted felon, which prohibits him from possessing firearms. A Milwaukee group home known as Milwaukee's Helping Hands Adult Family Home is shutting down following a staff member's arrest for assaulting a resident. The move comes after neighbors had recorded staff members in July physically abusing a nonverbal autistic resident. A former caretaker has been charged with intentional patient abuse. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
And my guest, Ryan Rehack, class of
2016.
I apologize. It sounded ages, but wasn't. 2016, yes. Class of 1989, if that makes you feel better. I graduated not at Carroll, unfortunately. But it's definitely got to send, shivers up your spine or, tug with the old heartstrings here on the fight song?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Sounds great. You know, we heard it a lot last Saturday when we were covering the Illinois Wesleyan game. Your beloved Pioneers, or say our beloved Pioneers here at our University City, 70-23 victory, 564 total yards. A pick six, second one in 2 weeks, and let's see, four rushing touchdowns, including three by Nick Lagnoli. And no, is it that would have been five rushing touchdowns, yeah, and then kisses me. So it was just a big festival of offense and great defense. It was a lot of fun. And so, Johnny and I get to do it today out there at Augustana, and that's one of the fabled college football programs. Ken Anderson, an NFL quarterback, played there, and his quarterback's coach is Bill Walsh, legendary head football coach. So it's neat to be a part of Carroll history that's living today.
Mm-hmm.
And especially since athletics and football, it was kind of, you know, it was they're kind of bottom dwellers for many years. They had a lot of losing seasons. Now with Coach Budiszewski on board, two back-to-back winning seasons, and this one is looking extremely promising. 3-0, they average like 60 points a game in their first three games. So, and this one's going to be very exciting. We beat Augustana double overtime last year. Now we're at their house. So be sure to tune in later today. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't, because that's a great way to catch the game. And then, of course, 5:40 a.m. 101.1 FM. And Anastasia will be here on the board, making sure all of you can hear, hopefully, another Pio victory. So, but we're also living Pioneer in Carroll history with people like Ryan Rehak, who started Outskirts Cedar while you were at Carroll. And
yeah.
This gift continues to grow and flourish,
mm-hmm.
The gift to our city. I mean, that's another extension, I think, of the Carroll mission.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I go Pios, but I am not a sports person. I'm not athletic,
sure.
But what I can do is run 164 feet.
Yeah.
But yeah, we started at Carroll. It was an integral part of the arts management class I was taking.
Right.
Turned into doing one show that's turned into just 10 years of bringing art to the community.
Sure.
And Carroll's been a great program that whole time. Been a really wonderful.
You hear stories like yours, and it's like someone like definitely got their money's worth with their college tuition.
Oh, absolutely.
So terrific. And was there any type of like social science at all too that landed with Operation Wiz Hope?
No. So like, you know, like in my nonprofit experience, like, you know, I did a lot of fundraising. I did a lot of marketing and things. And then, you know, I shifted gears a little bit when I went to my own recovery, and connected with, Peter Brunzel, who was the president and founder of Wiz Hope. And it just like, it was such a natural fit with the skills that I
sure.
had and what they were looking for. And
right.
I've learned so much in the past
sure.
year and a half, whatever it's been.
Right.
Yeah, it's been really great.
That's neat. Well, and I think, too, of being able to focus on your craft and in the performing arts,
mm-hmm.
that has to be great, much more of a coping mechanism, but just you're living your best life.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're getting, you know, you're getting another, a real high
uh-huh.
off of your work. So I think that's really neat. Terrific. So one question we asked during the Carroll Minute, and especially with the alum, and you've kind of answered the question already, but how else would you say has Carroll benefited not only your work with Outskirts, but also are there any type of partnerships they have with Operation Wiz Hope, any type of support that's meaningful?
Yeah, I mean, Carroll is such a great community partner. I'm really fired that. Like I said, you know, like we've done a lot of shows there. We've borrowed a lot of things from there. This season, one of their professors, Jennifer Dobby, is directing a show for us in our
nice.
Season. And, you know, with Wiz Hope, we've had a lot of awesome conversations with Dr. Nanninger about, you know, be able to bring in harm reduction training and things like that. And, you know, we're kind of exploring those partnerships now. But yeah, Carroll is such a great, you can't be connected to Waukesha without being connected to Carroll.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned President Nanninger is one of the kind of the highlights of the kind of the lame dick part of late lame duck. Excuse me. And thank God I recorded. I'm just going to edit that. And she's like, nice time. As a lame duck alderman, I was invited, all the alders were. I don't know if you've been to the open house that President Nanninger at Carroll has during the holidays.
No, not to an open house, but I do go to the Carroll community meeting.
Okay.
I think that might be possibly what replaced that. I'm not sure.
Maybe, yeah. It was like, yeah, it was a holiday party before Christmas, and I showed up. Alderman Mannion, another Carroll alumnus, was there, and former city administrator Kevin Lehner was there. His wife's on faculty. I don't know if she's still on faculty there, but
I believe so.
But it was really nice. I mean, I know them, but I got to meet a lot of alumni, and I was really blown away by the caliber of people. And it shouldn't come as a surprise to me. I mean, it's the oldest university, and I guess just having a young family and not hitting those collegiate circles since my days at Michigan State, it really was. It was refreshing. It was like I was really enjoying myself meeting a lot of these different alumni who have achieved professionally and personally in the industries that they're working in or what they love, and just a lot of fond memories. People that were like class of 60 something, class of 70 something, and then still looking young and vibrant. That really made a really positive impression on me. And it was really, the president, invites you to her home, you meet her husband and her assistant who coordinated the whole, I was just very impressed with the whole production. And that has filtered down all the way through the different areas of the university that I'm familiar with. So That's neat. It doesn't surprise me that Carol was looking to be a partner with Operation Whistle, and, or at least exploring more opportunities for growth and shit. So
yeah.
Thank you for that. So do you ever, what about outdoors? Any other types of like different venues for theater that you guys would have considered that's not, the traditional playhouse?
Yeah. So we've done a couple outdoor shows. We did one of our musicals that we had sold out at Civic. We then traveled to Summer Stage with in Delafield and performed it in the pouring rain. We've done a couple things in Carroll has like a really small little like outdoor amphitheater that we've played with before.
Okay.
We've done everything from like church basement to the Brumder Mansion. We did a show in like this season. We're doing it at Lafage the Bar. If it's the right fit, our relationship with Waukesha Civic and kind of building our tour there is amazing. But finding those kind of weird niche things super fun.
Right. That's neat. That is neat. So. Hey, speaking of fun, and I guess I'm joking here, but again, as long as we have Alicia, I did want to mention, or Alicia had mentioned that the city council had approved the CIP and budget for 2024, but there's still a lot of process going on that needs to be figured out.
So the CIP has been approved, but the operating budget is still a work in progress. So there are opportunities, yes, if you would like to provide feedback on what's going on there. I encourage people. The finance committee meetings as well as council meetings are open to the public. So if that's something that you're interested in to take a look at and provide feedback.
And I strongly encourage everybody to do that, because here's your chance to figure out where the city wants to hear it. And again, I should be that disgruntled alderman that lost his district to redistricting, but I still have. No, but one thing I appreciated was I got to speak out about some provisions in like parks budget that I wanted to go towards some of the parks in my district. And I got an immediate response. I think Ron Grohl is on the horn with me the next morning, and we started moving the wheels in a very positive direction and in a way that was just a great use of our tax dollars. And so again, it's a democracy with a small D, and that we're all shareholders in this noble experiment. And at the local level, if you can just show up, give your 3-minute public comment or talk to your alder, or go to the next finance committee meeting. Now's the time to make sure you're getting the best bang for your tax dollars. And maybe even, if the city sees an opportunity to save a few dollars, let's talk.
So it's always a balance, right? Nobody wants to increase taxes, but we do have to pay for services and a variety of other things. If you feel like we aren't spending that money the way that you want to see it spent, absolutely, we want to hear from you.
Sounds great. So thank you for allowing me to. How are we doing on time? We have 5 minutes, so this is great. So, hey, I also want to throw out another public service announcement, and I thank you both for indulging me. When I was driving back from the Carroll football game at North Park 2 Saturdays ago now, I got a call from my old friend Larry Nelson, a county supervisor, former mayor of Waukesha, and probably a big fan of Outskirts Theater. He's on the board of Plowshares, and we're going to have some members of that group on November 4th and this week in Waukesha, because they have a big fundraiser that following week. But Larry's also involved in what's called Waukesha Reads. And the way it works is there's a book in September. There's still time to get it, even though it's September 30th. It'd be available in October. They'd make a book available, and then they have like discussions or little kind of informal parties at the library to talk about it. And this one is called Shakta Love Songs by Nicholas Butler, who is a Waukesha resident or native, that is. And so, yeah, so I encourage. So the author will actually come to the library on Friday, October 27th. So you have a lot of time, mark your calendars. That's at 6:30 at the Waukesha Public Library. So another great, you know, talk about something your tax dollars pay for. Go ahead, Dylan.
So I actually want to give you a little update on that. So the library has actually run out of the books already. It was so popular. So one of the reasons it was so popular is because we are the only library doing this book. So rather than doing the NEA Big Read book, we chose our own book. We wanted to go with that local Wisconsin connection. So that's why we have this book. But because of that, I think it was even more popular than we had anticipated. So if you have an extra copy, please take it back to the library. We'd like to share that throughout the community. But there are other ways to access it. So there are special events that some copies have been set aside for, as well as digital copies that are available through the library, through Hoopla and Libby. So check that there.
Okay. We'll check that out.
I also serve on the library board.
Sure. I love that. So, hey, speaking of great books, too, back in the spring, we had Shannon Ishizaki at the show from Forage Hat Publishing and 1016 Press. And one of the books, one of their recent releases this year is called Tailspin. Have you read that yet? But I've recommended it. I've actually seen people at the coffee houses and at some of my client locations. They're reading the book and they're like, thank you for recommending this. I can't put it down. But it is a true story about a Viroqua native. Not naked. Native. That was, although I'm sure he'd rather be naked than fall 4 miles out of an airplane, whatever it was. You know, he survived a plane crash and falling from a plane and then became a POW and then lived. And then obviously, believe it or not, more to the story than that. But it's called Tailspin and published here locally. So, and it's a Wisconsin homegrown story. So I encourage everyone to check that one out as well. So thanks for letting me cut in. Like I said, I know you got the idea from National Geographic for this one coming up. Any local, like Wisconsin stories you'd love to turn into stage adaptations? Is that ever being kicked around? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I love that kind of thing. You know, like right now, Milwaukee Rep doing Run Bambi Run and taking a local story and turning it into like a really cool musical.
Sure.
I find that so fascinating. And there's just so much rich history and weird stories like that from Waukesha in Wisconsin.
Sure.
You know, finding the time to sit down and like delve into something like that is something I would love to do in this next Outskirts chapter.
Sounds good. All right. Well, if there's a steering committee, you know, let me know if there's room on it. I may have some ideas to share. So that is terrific. So, and then before we go to the break, there's another question I asked too was, do you have is there like an Outskirts theater membership where people pay like maybe an annual fee and you give some discounts out or free admission to your performances?
Sort of. So like, you know, a lot of our money obviously comes from ticket sales, but a lot of that comes from donors and sponsors and things like that.
Okay.
And so we've got a lot of, especially in this 10-year anniversary, season, different sponsorship packages in which, you know, tickets are involved in that and like free, you know, like press events and, you know, specialty days like that, is probably the easiest way to get that VIP access.
So that's good. When we come back from the break, let's take a deeper dive into these 10th anniversary commemorations for Outskirts Theater. And there's so much more to talk about here as this week of Waukesha continues. Do not go away.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 81 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tonight, lows around 58. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, highs level off around 82. Bright sunshine expected Monday with the high of 80. 81 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Back to the Waukesha shows, and I'm sure most of us, if not all of us, know that classic from Rod Stewart, Maggie May, and that goes out to my good friend Daniel, all the way on Whitefish Bay, who's a regular listener to the show, a huge Rod Stewart fan. I think that's his favorite song of all time. But I was looking up songs on Good Autumn Songs, and that was toward what's be like a Ramble On by Led Zeppelin, but kind of come on a little too strong, but. I'm always up for getting the Let Out. There was Green Day, Wake Me Up When September Ends. But I always thought that song was about 9/11. It's actually about, I forget the lead singer's name, lovely guy. It was about when he was 10 years old and his father. And so, okay, maybe a little too bad. A great song, a fantastic song. But so, yeah, I settled for Rod Stewart. But, you know, sometimes the oldies are still the goodies, no matter. We've all heard that a million times on the radio. So, but a good little reminder of fall. He talks about, you know, getting back to school and stealing his daddy's cue and make a living out of a playing role. And have you ever thought, has that also crossed some mind too about like adapting a play, something for the stage based on a musician's lyrics, maybe even a song?
Oh yeah, I love that. Carol actually did a couple the past couple of years where they did different like Shakespeare plays but incorporated like contemporary music and things. Oh, that was really cool.
Neat.
One day I will do a full Dolly Parton musical.
There you go.
It's going to happen in my lifetime. I don't know when.
Big thumbs up from Anya there. Big finger at the company in. Yeah, that's cool. I love Dolly Parton.
I love it.
So neat. I thought, you know, I would. It sounds sacrilegious, but I would even go for a remake of Coal Miner's Daughter. That was another classic. I know it's a movie, but you could certainly adapt that for the stage.
Oh, yeah. Every movie's a musical now.
Yeah. Yes. So, but I always thought another great idea for a movie or a play is the Marty Robbins song El Paso, which was also a huge cover. The Grateful Dead made it big. They covered it. A lot of other artists have, too. But the story within that song and the way it's played out, too. Well, that could be a separate show, but anyway, 10th anniversary of Outskirts Theater. Congratulations again, a huge milestone, especially with all the work you're doing with Operation Wisp Hope. But what are some of the specific, in addition to the .05K run, what other celebrations are you having Tuesday or off?
Yeah, so like 10-year seasons, so we've got it's a big four-show season. We just opened with Dog Suits God in August. We talk about Bat Boy. We're doing this awesome dramatic play called Stop Kiss, also at Civic in April, and then following that up with our big production of Lacage. Yeah, and it's also
athletic.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
We are not stopping, going full force.
Sure.
But we've got the run. Next summer, our other big fundraiser will be Adult Prom. So we're getting the work for that.
I love it.
Yeah.
See, where would you have that at? What are some of the venues you're thinking?
So actually, one of our board members who owns Bosco Social Club, Allison, her mother lives in Waukesha and has this beautiful backyard. Like,
wow.
Bigger than like a city park. Like it
really
awesome.
And okay.
So we toured it last summer when we were talking about this idea. I think we're going to go a route like that.
So it's super fun. Yeah. So I was thinking, yeah, if the courthouse was affordable, like where the gala was, or like Rotary Building is nice.
Mm-hmm.
For elegant event. So very neat. Oh, good. We'll have to keep a lookout for that.
Yeah.
So that's terrific. My wife and I thought it'd be a fun thing to do one of these days.
Mm-hmm. So. We've been talking about doing that for years. So I want to finally make it happen.
Sounds great. So yeah, it could be a great idea for a movie, honestly. What do you think?
For which one?
An Adult Prom.
They've made a few of those, but you know what? I'm down for any kind of prom.
But an Adult Prom as a fundraiser for a innovative local community theater group.
Oh, a film about that. Okay, that is a great idea. A film, a little more meta than I thought you meant. Okay, I get it. I like that.
So yeah, definitely meta. That's a good comparison. So the two picks we have, what would you like to think most fun outskirts that we haven't covered yet?
I would just say, you know, like, so we are a resident company now, Waukesha Civic. So we are here, downtown Waukesha, super excited to get even more involved in the community. But we, you know, financially, like, this fundraiser helps us a lot, but the support of the community, you know, helps us grow in that partnership and in our shows. And I also just wanted to mention, because they've kind of come to a conversation, like, we have such an awesome group of board members. We have Alicia, Kristen Hansen, Jake Zappa with Pizza Ranch, Allison DeColius from Bosco's.
Yeah.
But we're looking to expand our board and to really, you know, even pull more from this community.
Sure.
And so, you know, if you're interested in serving in that kind of way, helping the arts in that kind of capacity, like, reach out to us. We would love to have those conversations and really kind of build our support.
Yeah, and I think it's too. There's a lot of great board opportunities, but what better than like a performing arts group, a theater group?
Yeah, it's a bit fun, right, Alicia?
Absolutely, it could be fun.
Sounds great. So, well, I can't thank you enough, Ryan Rehack, founder, artistic director, Outskirts Theater, alderperson Alicia Halbin-Slavin, board vice president of Outskirts Theater. Did I get that correct?
That is correct.
No,
and secretary.
And board president Kristen Hansen is my guest next week. So tune in for that. We're going to talk about voting and getting involved politically. And so thank you so much for joining us. Remember, we're back on at 12:30 when the Pios take on the Vikings at Augustana. You don't want to miss that. So thanks again for joining us. Enjoy this beautiful weekend. And remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. And see ya.
The more Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.